Scarlett smiled to herself as she drove past the Welcome to Gurrareve sign that greeted her as she entered the little town. After nearly a decade of school and working long shifts and paying off student loans, it was time. Beyond time, really. She was ready to start the next steps of her career, ready to settle down into a family practice with normal hours and most likely a few late-night house calls. There would be none of the stresses of working at a major hospital in a big city. She had paid her dues, and now the next phase of her life was finally beginning. On the passenger seat, paper-clipped together, was the newspaper clipping advertising the job, the letter she had sent to the town confirming interest, and directions on how to reach the town itself. It had struck her as odd that a mailing address was the listed contact information, but Gurrareve was a small town in the middle of nowhere. So small, it didn't even appear on maps. She had even tried looking it up on Google, only to find nothing. The satellite footage of the area couldn't even see through the trees, but something about that mystery, the idea of a small town with a slower way of life, disconnected from things like pagers and cell phones, something about it almost read like an old country western novel, or perhaps a cheesy romance movie on Hallmark, and it enticed her. Even if she hated the town, hated the job, hated the disconnect, well, she was free of student loans, had paid her van off with cash a few years earlier, and had most of her life packed up in the back, with only a small storage pod waiting to be shipped back in Boston. If she ended up hating the town, she could always find a travel nurse position. There was nothing holding her back. No family, no real friends other than her coworkers, and no student debt. That was by far the most freeing fact of all. It was a much-needed fresh start in a small town that needed someone to run a small family practice. She could set her own hours. She could spend time reading. Maybe she could even accept chickens as payment for her care. She was her own boss. And if that wasn't living the dream, the ultimate dream, after working 12-hour shifts for years, then she didn't know what was. Freedom. Actual freedom. She might even take up something crazy like jogging with all the extra energy she was about to have. Scarlett smiled to herself as the woods opened up just a touch, revealing the town itself. There was a gas station, a grocery store up ahead, and what looked like an inn on the other side of the strip. And maybe even a bar. Small town. It was a real, actual small town. Not a suburb, certainly not a city. And really, she wouldn't even call this a town. It was a village. There was no way more than 1,000 people lived in the area. A small village. A small rural village. She was in love. All she needed now was a tiny diner where she could get a cup of coffee and everyone would call her Doc, and she would call back that she was a nurse practitioner, not a doc, and they would laugh and she would laugh, and it was picture perfect. She almost wished it was the Christmas season. She imagined the snow would be pretty out here in the country. It had to snow around Christmas, right? How far south was she? She should have looked at the map better, but she had been so excited, it hadn't seemed important at the time. No matter, she already loved it. And in a few months, she could see for herself whether it snowed in Gurrareve at Christmas. It was time to start her happily ever after. Scarlett turned into the parking lot with a diner sign above it, but as she parked, she realized the lights were off inside. And not in an after-hours sort of way. They were off in a this-place-has-been-closed-for-some-time sort of way. Well then, no matter. Her eyes drifted over, and she saw a building beside it, dark and empty as well. Still, she recognized a small sign tucked down at the bottom corner of the front window immediately as the rod of Asclepius. How interesting that this town's sign would use the more ancient single snake, as opposed to the much more common and modern double snake with wings on the caduceus. She wouldn't have expected that in the city, but perhaps from a more grassroots naturalistic doctor, she could see it. Still, it was different.